Hey, on this episode of Even More Mashed Up, we talk about what's wrong with trick-or-treating where we live, as well as the best and worst of Halloween. What supernatural comic book characters do we hate and do we love? What should you be watching in terms of movies and television? And finally, and most importantly, candy.
Welcome back to Even More Mashed Up, a podcast featuring two professors talking about all things popular culture. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Alan. And Halloween is only a couple days away.
Oh, Richard here is here as well.
And he's waving, to, which always works well on a podcast, Richard.
Yeah. Hey, look at me. I was waving to the two people who were supposed to introduce me.
Who said we're supposed to? In the corner.
Yeah.
And once again, the intro.
Went off the rails in like two seconds.
Literally, I got 28 seconds, and we've been derailed. So anyway.
Hi, Richard.
Richard's here, too.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, nice to have you, as always. Today's Halloween's coming. So we thought.
Less than
it's
a week away.
Time to talk about some of our favorites and least favorites.
Yes.
Of Halloween.
Yep.
Comic book characters of the supernatural variety.
Horror movies,
Halloween TV specials. Mm-hmm. And then probably we should save half of the podcast for just best and worst Halloween candies.
I feel like that is going to be a topic of much debate.
It has to be the last thing as well. Again, I said it's going to derail even more so than before.
It's a good chance.
It's entirely possible, yeah.
It will derail what we are doing.
Yep.
I
am looking forward to Halloween this year.
New homeowner.
This is my first year as a new homeowner.
Looking forward to getting egged?
I hope not.
That's what everyone says. They hope not.
Know who to come looking for should that happen.
That's
Richard.
Right.
Alan, you've been a denizen of the Back Mountain now for a long
time. I've lived here for 15 years.
Now,
I'm not a local. You're not a local till you've lived here for like two or three generations.
Okay.
But a local.
Fair enough.
In training.
There you go.
And I have to warn you that Halloween here is unlike anything you've ever experienced.
Okay.
Like, the way in which they practice trick-or-treating here, I think, is profoundly immoral.
They don't just knock on the door, say trick-or-treat, get some candy, and head on out.
All right, where are you from? Civilization?
I'm from Oregon. Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, in Ohio as well, this is how one trick-or-treats, but not in the Back Mountain.
Okay, well.
So, let me tell you a quick story. When I first took my son trick-or-treating, we had just moved here. He was like 2 years old. And he was dressed up in this cute little fluffy pumpkin costume. It was like the most adorable thing you've ever seen.
For a two-year-old, you know, you don't need to go crazy with the costume.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we go across the street to the neighbor's house. They know us really well.
Mm-hmm.
He knocks on the door. They open it. Like, so far, so good. Like, this is how trick-or-treating works. Then they take him and they pull him inside the house.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they won't give him candy until he either sings a song.
Oh.
Or he tells a joke.
No, this is a much more involved and exploitative version of Halloween.
It gets worse because I thought, well, they're our neighbors and they know him. So they're just wanting to just...
They're messing with him, you know.
Talk with him a little bit, right?
Yes.
Next house, same thing. Third house, total stranger, same thing. As far as I can tell, what we're doing is we're training kids to go into strangers' homes and perform tricks.
Yes, for candy.
To get candy.
Yeah, that seems like a bad precedent
like
to set.
It's like 101.
So by house five... When Bobby knocks and the door opens, he's just walking straight in. And I realize, under my parental guidance, with him that night, totally corrupted.
Yeah, no, that did not take long for him to embrace sort of the Nepo way.
How many jokes does a kid have, you know?
Well, generally I think what they do is they repeat the same joke over and over again. But it gets worse.
I can't really imagine that.
We're several blocks down now. And Bobby knocks on the door and... A little old lady, she must have been like 82 years old, comes to the door. And, of course, we know what we have to do.
Right.
We got to go in her house.
So now you're both kind of giving into the whole system.
Well,
I
can't.
You got to get your candy.
Well, I can't let him go in the house by himself.
Yeah, more importantly, he can't leave his son alone in a stranger's house, Richard.
Yes. Well, yeah.
But I meant like that's not
parenting 101. Richard, don't send the kid in alone.
Oh, I'm not going to have kids.
Boy, it just felt like a softball. I'm going to try to rise above.
Continuing the story.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Richard.
So as we go into this lady's house,
I
hear her shut the door behind us,
and
then she clicks the deadbolt.
Oh, that's never a good
sign. So she has locked us inside her house. Now, I'm a historian, and you know historians fit. You want a historian on your side if you're in a scrap.
Like a throw down
in the street. Oh yeah.
Well, I think we covered historians pretty thoroughly last week.
We did. We did. They're all over pop culture now. It's kind of time traveling adventurers. So clearly you want them on your side in a scrap. As I was saying, I figured I could take the lady. She was 82. I felt comfortable that I had that handled.
It's good that you have a realistic understanding of your limits.
I think I do. So
I guess that was a compliment.
I'm going to take it as one. So, but my fear was that she had like nephews in the cellar.
Right.
Who are going to come storming up a la Deliverance.
You hope it's nephews in the cellar. There's lots of things that could be in that cellar.
Yeah.
Nephews is sort of the least frightening of them.
What is she pickling down
like
there?
Like chuds.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I like, chuds. So anyway, we get out 20 minutes later. Nobody attacks us. Like it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But we know every detail of her two dogs, Fluffy and Foofy.
Oh, she was just...
their medical records.
Lonely for some company.
She was really lonely.
Yeah.
But we knew every surgery.
Was it Fluffy and...
Foofy.
Foofy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So okay. As we're leaving...
after the first one.
As we're leaving, we're walking down the street. Like, this is a moment I'll remember forever, mm-hmm. for the rest of my life. Because there's a full moon out. It's shining down on us. Bobby, he's so innocent. He's got his hand, his little two-year-old hand in mine, and we're walking up the street. And he stops, and he looks up at me with these really innocent eyes, mm-hmm. and he says, "Dad, like, when can we go visit Fluffy and Foofy again?" And I knew I had to teach him a hard lesson mm-hmm. about life. So I got down on one knee in the street that night. I got down on one knee, and I looked him in the eye, and I said, "Bobby, we are never going back there again." Right? Because he had to learn.
Right. He had to learn. Like,
and
he
had to know. What was Bobby's reaction to that?
A somewhat disappointing. Pointed, but also like knowing.
Okay.
I think like some part of him understood that we were doing the worst thing that's ever
and that there was something horribly, horribly wrong with everything that had happened that night.
So while we were gone, Vicky was home passing out candy for the first time, pregnant. And the first knock on the door comes, right? Here comes the knock on the door. She goes, it's a mother and her two kids, two boys, both with full facial hair, like big, bushy beards.
Right.
They're like 20-something each. And their mom's 50-ish.
Right.
And they're all loaded, like just drunk as can be. And you know what they think they're going to do?
Come in the house and
come in the house. And Vicky's like, what's going on here?
Right.
So she gets them out, locks the door, turns off the light. We've never passed out candy again.
Yeah, see, this is my concern is, like, obviously,
never again.
I'm by myself. I'm a little bit concerned about like people.
And you do live near a Turkey Hill, too.
It's either going to be
a lot of bad mojo,
a lot of people around, or there's nobody going to be around. So I, of course, bought 15 bags of candy.
You did not?
Yes.
Seriously?
I bought 10, which is what I normally buy.
You bought 10?
Wait, how many pieces of candy in a bag?
I don't know, like 20.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Because we went out and we bought a bag of candy, but it had like 300 pieces of candy.
No.
You get the Halloween prepper.
Right.
Size.
Exactly.
No. I get like three things of Three Musketeers because
you love Three Musketeers and you're going to eat them for the next 2 months.
One of those goes in the bin and the other two are saved for me, as are the Reese's.
Because you bring two for lunch every day?
Something like that.
Is that the routine?
Yeah.
Please.
Something like that.
Like you're not that scheduled.
Hey.
Sometimes I splurge and I have a third.
So you bought 15.
I get up in the morning, I'm like, I don't care anymore. Give me my candy.
Life doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, wild man.
I have five of them.
Woo! What am I saving myself for?
Say about 300 pieces of candy.
What am I saving myself for?
Yeah, probably about that.
Did you just say, what am I saving myself for?
I did. I think I wanted to say preserving myself for.
Man, that should have been the motto of the week.
Anyhow.
Yeah, so that's what you've got to look forward to.
Yeah, so can you come over on Halloween and just kind of be there as my bodyguard?
Actually, we're passing out candy in the dorm.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, oh,
that'll
be
interesting.
That's going to be a blast.
Hashtag dorm life.
Yeah.
Hashtag dorm life.
Yeah. So, yeah, are all of you or could one of you come over and, you know, be my muscle?
Well, if you want muscle, you want the historian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll come over and I'll egg your house.
Again, not really what I'm looking for. And also, it's now on record that you have admitted to planning to egg my house. So if my house does inevitably get egged.
So you're saying Richard's not very thoughtful about what he says on the air.
So what's going to happen, though, is you're going to show the police the podcast and get those views are going to go to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
There you go.
It's
the podcast would be entered in as evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the podcast now passed 100 downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really loving the podcast, we should always mention
the radio show.
That's right.
The Mashup.
The Mashup.
2 to 3 on Mondays at cougarradio.net.
That's right. A radio
Eastern
show.
Eastern time.
Not quite on the radio. You do have to say Eastern time.
We do have to say Eastern time.
People could be listening all over.
Because people could be listening all over the place. All over the world.
Literally the world.
Yes. We
used to have a lot of fans in Denmark.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We had a bunch in Oregon, as I recall.
So anyway, we should move on to Halloween more broadly speaking.
Yes, so now that we have covered sort of Halloween in the Back Mountain.
It is the scariest.
And thoroughly alienated our Back Mountain audience.
Yeah, so you know that we love comic books.
We do.
And superheroes.
You've read a couple on occasion.
Yes.
Indeed we have. So we thought we'd start by talking about like the best and the worst of supernatural comic book characters.
Yes.
So you want to get started?
Sure. Do you want to start with the best or the worst?
You know what? Like, I made the list, and I found myself really indifferent to supernatural heroes. So I have a long list of indifference.
Okay.
I have a couple I hate.
Okay.
And then some I can live with.
Okay.
So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the ones you can live with.
Okay. Top of my list?
Yes.
Scarlet Witch.
Also top of my list.
Who doesn't love the Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch is awesome.
Now, she's a mutant. Does that mean that she's not supernatural?
I wondered about that.
I kind of wondered if you would question Scarlet Witch.
I wondered about...
Her powers are so supernatural in themselves.
To be completely honest, I expected you would be questioning Scarlet Witch.
No.
Yeah. Like, you would be like, nope, she's a mutant. Doesn't count.
Chance to get the X-Men into the top
she
of
the
list.
She was trained as a witch by Agatha Harkness in the Steve Englehart run in the 70s. So
wow. Thank you for that,
Scarlet Witch was trained as a witch.
I can't talk about the power.
You wanted me to question Scarlet Witch, so you could jump in and be like, well, she was trained by Agatha Harkness.
She has her mutant gifts.
Did Englehart write it?
Yes.
It's got to be weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Okay, so who's next on your list?
This is where I think we might part ways just a skosh.
Okay.
Next on my list is Moon Knight.
I'm not sure he counts, but in the new Moon Knight, he absolutely
does
count.
He's powered by the moon. It's very supernatural.
Is that
the moon's god of vengeance? Yeah, there's
so wait,
like
Superman?
Egyptian gods.
Was this always true of Moon Knight? Because it's really played up in the new series.
Yeah, no,
I thought in the old days Moon Knight was just the guy, because in the original series,
Mark Spector was killed by some mercenaries, left for dead, and resurrected by Khonshu, the Egyptian moon god of vengeance.
Wow, I hope comic book fans
Moon
are listening.
His avatar on Earth.
So
he just waited for some guy to die before he had an avatar on Earth?
I guess so, yes.
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 Gods are capricious.
Lots of patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't want that guy.
So next on my list was Zatanna.
She was fourth on my list.
I'm a big fan just because I remember as a kid trying to read her spells backwards.
Yes.
And figuring
out what the backwards spell casting is kind of the funnest thing about her.
Super kitschy and tons of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the only other one I had left on my best list was the obvious one.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is a little bit further down my list.
So.
Because I had Raven above him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Raven.
Always liked Raven.
Which version of Raven? Like Marv Wolfman, Teen Titans Go? Like, we just kind of all Raven?
All of them. Like, they're all great.
Most of them
Marv Wolfman? And we should talk about Wolfman today.
Yes.
Halloween.
Wait, on that, what about Beast Boy?
That's not really supernatural. He got bitten by a green monkey. And that's how he got his power.
Yeah, like, that's not supernatural.
He could turn into a werewolf and stuff, so I kind of felt like...
Yeah, no, Beast Boy's not really... Yeah.
No. No, he's off the list.
I mean, I get why you're even considering it.
I'm just... We've been a little hard on Richard. I'm trying to, you know...
You're just being nice.
You know, every once in a while, we gotta throw him a little bit.
How about Magic?
Oh, from New Mutants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of her.
I like Magic.
Yeah, she always kind
of... I've got one more at the top of my list. You didn't have Dr. Fate on your list?
Oh, my God, no.
You don't like Dr. Fate?
Oh, no.
I love old Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate, Phantom Stranger, Spectre, like just vague sort of enigmatic dudes that wander around.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I realized.
A lot of them made indifferent lists.
Well, but that was the thing I realized, that with the exception of like Raven and Zatanna, like I am at best indifferent to all other DC supernatural characters.
Yeah. I completely agree. But we have missed.
They're all so awful.
We have missed one that you could be indifferent to, but at his best, might be at the top of the list.
Okay.
Ghost Rider.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
talking about the Nick Cage Ghost Rider.
Of course
Nick
you are.
Cage Ghost Rider might be better than the Scarlet Witch.
That is one of the best five superheroes ever made. I have to tell you, that is the Richardest thing you have ever said.
Now.
Oh. Ouch.
When you say better, do you mean
look, Richard
a fight?
Doesn't even respond to it. I'm going to walk past the insult. I'm going to pretend like it didn't happen.
Watch, he continues.
He's still going.
If I deal with every insult that comes at me, I would never be done.
Still dodging.
I dodge
him like bullets.
I don't think so. I think you absorb them like bullets.
He's got kind of a fun cheesiness, but I've never been a big Ghost Rider fan.
But the Nick Cage Ghost Rider, I've never seen them. Okay, how can you badmouth the Nick Cage Ghost Rider if you haven't seen it?
Because they're terrible.
You don't know that.
I trust
the second
that
one's not as
them.
Good.
The second one's pretty bad. Just
okay,
because
you trust people who have seen it?
Yes.
Who in the room has seen it? So you trust me?
No.
The Ghost Rider one is awesome.
Raise your hand, Colin.
No, because you have said it is like awesomely bad.
It is.
It is.
It is awesomely bad.
There's awesome and there's awesomely bad. Those are two very different categories.
Not at all. They eventually come back together. Yeah. Like Avengers 2, awesomely bad.
So another one that probably falls a little bit below Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Brother Voodoo. What's your feeling about Brother Voodoo?
Brother Voodoo's on my indifferent list. Yeah. Like, who cares about Brother Voodoo?
You know who does?
Who?
Bendis. He spent like the last 5 years trying to make, you know, like he made Brother Voodoo the Sorcerer Supreme for
How's that going?
Well, he's no longer Sorcerer Supreme. he's hanging around, like he's been hanging around the Avengers for like the last couple of years in the comics, and I really can't tell you anything he's done beyond being like convenient magic user guy.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So that's it then. Like that's the end of our list.
Oh no, I've got others.
For the good?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Wait, I've got one for the good.
No, the good, my good was Scarlet Witch, Moon Knight, Doctor Strange, Zatanna. Like, that was
I had
my good.
Scarlet Witch, Zatanna, Raven.
Magic, I should have put Raven on there.
Doctor Strange, and Ghost Rider. So I found six.
Yeah. I had five with
Raven.
That I
could root for. Dr. Fate, though, it was kind of edging onto my good list because I liked him back in the old days.
I never liked Dr. Fate.
Fair enough.
He's always lame.
He's fairly lame. You want to go to the bad next?
Yes.
There's only one. There's a clear winner, let me say. There's only one way to go for the worst supernatural hero of all time. Todd McFarlane's Spawn.
I would actually disagree with that.
Yes.
I would say every single character in Todd McFarlane's Spawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Cogliostro, Malbolgia, the Violator, like all of them.
Oh, yeah, the Violator.
Yeah, they're all.
Just listen to the names. They're all
literally that was the first thing I had on my
list.
So
we're agreed.
Was Spawn, the whole Spawn canon. Yeah, they're all just awful.
Right. It's kind of like the Power Rangers trailer.
Yes.
Like not even a whiff of good in it.
No. There's nothing good in it. Yeah, Malbolgia, the Violator, they look exactly the same. I have no idea.
That reminds me of another supernatural character who could be pretty good. Rita Repulsa, Space Sorceress.
No, Power Rangers do not make this list.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so yeah, Spawn.
You can't say that you've watched the whole
We are rarely
seasons.
This much in sync on our list.
So the other one that I had on the bad list was the demon Etrigan.
Yes, Etrigan.
Etrigan? Hate that guy.
Oh, the rhyming.
The whole thing, like it's
Etrigan/ Jason Blood, because Jason Blood is another Dr. Fate Phantom Stranger.
I've never read that much into it.
Well, like, Jason Blood.
If I see Etrigan, I just pass it by.
Etrigan.
Yeah. Is that Aragorn, who's the leader of men?
Or Aragorn?
Okay. Can I say Aragorn? Worst fantasy first draft pick ever made.
Let's go back.
If I'm going to put together a fellowship, I'm going to start with Aragorn.
But the
he's a leader of
the
men.
Only I think the besides Brother Voodoo. Hell, I'm just moving
next.
I'll
get Nick Fury.
The only person, the only other Marvel person on my worst list.
Yeah,
Dr. Druid.
I totally missed Dr. Druid. Yeah.
He's pretty easy to miss.
Yeah.
He sounds like...
Oh, he's terrible. Yeah, he's like a balding fat dude that has
like
psychic powers and
things.
Was completely character assassinated during his brief stint with the Avengers by Walt Simonson, and just he's terrible.
Right. So then the list of indifferent goes on and on.
Yeah.
Hellboy.
Yeah.
Hellstrom, John Constantine,
Wait,
the Spectre.
Hellboy, you did not... You,
Shazam? Some people consider Shazam.
I don't like Shazam.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't either.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, Swamp Thing, Man
Blade.
Blade can be cool.
Yeah. No, and then
if John Constantine can't make it, Blade.
The only one I wrestled with was Dead Man.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
who's really generally stupid?
Yes,
but
but that's the issue with DC. Like once you get past Zatanna and Raven, like I'm pretty much everybody. Oh, except Blue Devil. You didn't mention Blue Devil.
No,
they're all really kind of lame. Like DC's magic supernatural characters are all. Really kind of lame. Whereas Marvel's, at least there's some cool in there. You know, Doctor Strange,
Scarlet Witch,
Magic. Master Pandemonium. You know, these are really cool characters.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I will say, sneak one in there.
It's very interesting that we agree.
We
do. It's probably not good podcasting.
That is rare that we agree.
Yeah.
So,
that's why I'm here.
But there's things...
To split the wedge.
Well, but no, the one thing we usually agree on is that Richard's ideas are just bad.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just terrible.
But then we... Yeah. I think there might be more disagreement when we move to best and worst horror films.
Possibly.
You ready to do that?
I'm ready.
I've got nothing left on my list.
Let's go. Yeah, we've covered my list of comic book characters.
All right. So where would you start with best and worst?
Best?
Yes.
Best for me is Pan's Labyrinth.
Never saw it.
It's so you would actually really like it.
Like you would like Ghost Rider.
No. No, because this is actually a good movie.
That's what you should watch. You should watch Ghost Rider for Halloween, and you need to watch Pan's Labyrinth.
That sounds like a fair trade.
Yeah, no. You are getting the wow. You are
like
getting so
yes,
much the better end of that deal.
It's because you haven't seen Ghost Rider. But let's move on.
Yeah, but Pan's Labyrinth would be my best.
I had trouble picking a favorite one because I grew up in the 80s.
Yes.
When horror films were all like slasher films.
Yeah, you got your Friday the 13th, your Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like that kind of, and I saw
none of which are like great movies.
I saw all
of
them.
But they're also like kind of classics in a way.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like the more I think about them, they're really more films of the grotesque than they are horror films, right?
Yeah,
like
but they're also
like, you're not scared of them, you're shocked.
Yeah. Right. Like the only fright is kind of the jump scare.
Yeah.
No. No, it's the it's the jump scare. Like there's no
or like the scenes.
All right,
like
you can stop.
when you watch Jaws for the first time and you went to the beach, like you weren't really like scared of the shark, you just
Okay. So to me, that 80s stuff just does it. It gets on the worst list because it's not well-made film. It's anybody can do the jump scare, right? Like that's easily done.
My mom used to force us to watch those movies.
Your mom forced you to
watch them? Oh, she would love to watch the Nightmare on Elm Street movies with me and particularly Valerie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she loves scaring us.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she could have like picked such better films. Like why not even old Hitchcock stuff?
No. That's not.
Maybe she was afraid that would be more scarring.
It was really Nightmare on Elm Street. She liked to make us watch those and scare us.
Like the one where the guy's sleeping in a waterbed and he gets sucked down?
I just remember the one, wasn't one of them like dragged in the first one across the ceiling?
Yeah.
Like the boyfriend?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the consistent lesson of those movies is, you know, boys and girls don't have sex because you will die.
No, right. It's all home movies.
But, you know, back in the 80s, you get in the car, you put the docking cassette tape into the tape deck.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Dokken, you drive to Nightmare on Elm Street. It's a very 80s kind of experience.
I think you drive to Elm Street, not to Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, you drive to the film.
Oh, I got you. Sorry.
We didn't drive to Elm Street.
I thought we were in the movie. I didn't realize we were going to the movie.
No. Although Dream Warriors was a great soundtrack.
So. What about, what was it, Freddy and Jason in Space?
Never saw it.
I never saw it. It was like Friday the 13th.
I saw it. You 32. Did not miss anything.
All right, so my favorite horror film.
Yes.
Number one on the list. Don't be mad. Ghost Rider.
Oh, come on. Not a horror film.
I think so.
I love
he's
Ghost Rider.
Supernatural.
It's not
So is Doctor Strange a horror film because he's supernatural?
We'll have to watch it first, won't I? to see how it's played.
No.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, no.
Is Harry Potter a horror movie because it's supernatural?
Oh, Richard gets one.
No, I think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, when that troll with the snot coming out of his nose is like bashing his way through
it's
the
Lord of the Rings.
Seriously?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, because you've got the leader of men, Aragorn, fighting the evil.
All right.
You
know what?
Hobbit?
What made several lists
mm-hmm.
that Bobby was convinced belonged on it, and I wasn't, but I've come around to it. Aliens.
I saw that. Yeah, Aliens show up on a lot.
So that
of
would
lists.
Actually, if that counts as a horror film.
Yes.
And I guess you could make the argument.
No.
That would be number one on my list.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make the argument that then Ghost Rider's a horror film.
I felt that's what you were going to.
I had a feeling you weren't going to go for Ghost Rider. So
really?
Aliens is my backup.
Okay.
Yeah. I had
especially if
I can't really say anything about Aliens because I've not seen them.
How could you not have seen Aliens?
I've never seen them. I mean, I've seen like the bits, like where the thing jumps out.
Yeah.
And you've seen the Community where Troy and Abed go to the party.
So yeah, we might get to that on the TV section.
That's such a good one.
It is.
Yeah, that is.
I did not think this through. It's so good.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well against zombies.
Yeah, we might get to that. In a later segment.
So I found when I started ranking my favorites that I was kind of going further and further back in time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big horror fan, so I did not have a lot. Like one that I did see that popped up on a couple lists was Gremlins.
It's a terrible film.
I love. Oh, come on, Little Gizmo.
No. See, you would.
No,
see, that's it. Like
Little Gizmo
is the equivalent of like cute little kid actors.
No,
does not make a
no,
good film.
No,
does not make a good film.
He's
but
the
see,
equivalent
that's what
of
I
the
liked
Ewoks
about it because it tricked you, kind
okay.
of.
Okay, Ewoks are even worse.
Oh, but they're so cute and furry.
Ewoks.
Where
are
did the Star Wars franchise kind of die?
Oh, The Phantom Menace.
When the Ewoks showed up.
No.
Yeah, that's where it entered its death throes.
Do not blame Wicket.
Who?
Wicket.
Who's Wiccan?
That was the name of the main Ewok.
One of the Ewoks.
That's the little one that befriends
Even I know
Princess
this,
Leia.
Unfortunately.
That's God, that just ruined everything for me.
What?
That Richard knows the Ewok names too.
Yes.
There's Wicket. There's Low Gray, the medicine man.
Okay, now see, it stopped at Wicket.
Okay, now
stopped at Wicket. I didn't know anything.
There's Chief Chirpa.
Now we got to stop.
There's Tebow. I had all the action figures. That's why I know their names.
Sure. Uh huh.
But at the top, at the top of most lists are films like The Exorcist and The Shining.
Yeah.
Which are obviously kind of like lame. Like that's a cop out.
Good films, but they're too easy to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, how about the old 1950s Dracula films? From Hammer Studios, like where Peter Cushing was Van Helsing and Christopher Lee was Count. Like I used to watch those, like is the Midnight Movie when I was like a little kid.
Yeah,
really good stuff.
I haven't seen many of those, but the few I did, I could see them, especially when they came out.
They haven't made a better Dracula picture since.
Because they've always gone
not even Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I went to see that. That might have been like the second date Vicky and I went on.
Oh wow.
It was a mistake on my part.
Yeah, that is not a Vicky movie.
Well, I suggested it, and she's like, "Yeah, let's go."
Oh,
and
then, just be nice, you know. It's like after the second date, I'll
after I got to know her better, I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I'm really sorry we went to see that."
Yeah, that's not.
It was. Yeah.
Speaking of bad ideas, should we move on to the worst?
Well, I've still got a couple on the top that I think we should talk about.
Okay.
Well, anything modern at all? Anything modern?
Teen Wolf.
No.
It's got a werewolf in it. Like, how could you argue against it?
Again,
it's a comedy.
That means Beast Boy is a horror.
Thank you. So if you want Beast Boy, I get Teen Wolf.
I don't want Beast Boy. I was saying that to be funny.
I don't want either.
Yeah.
No. How about The Fly?
That's
the
not
Fly?
Modern.
With Jeff Goldblum?
One of my worst.
Brindle Fly.
No, no. You got to go back to the original Fly.
No, the 80s version.
Which I watched is a rerun eating pumpkin. This is why I hate pumpkin pie.
Oh.
I remember trying to eat pumpkin pie while The Fly was on. And
always
see flies on pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And I could never eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah, we were watching. I remember this similar story.
The flies,
in graduate school.
Eat food while watching.
In graduate school, I was taking a class on Shakespeare, and we had to watch the Julie Taymor Titus Andronicus film, which is really graphic, really intense. And I remember the next day, like, we were starting to talk about it, and everyone in class was like, oh, God, I could not. Like, I couldn't eat for, like, days afterwards. Like, it really got me. And they got to me, and I was like, I was eating hot dogs and beans during the whole thing. I enjoyed the movie. I'm like, literally, I was just eating hot dogs and beans. Everyone else was like sick to their stomach.
Why were you eating hot dogs and beans in a movie?
Oh, no, this is on video.
Like, how's that work?
No, there's a video.
So, like, at home, he means.
Yeah, I was at home watching
it. Okay.
So.
Eating Franks and beans.
Yeah, because we had to watch it before class, so I was watching the movie. Because if you know Titus Andronicus, actually, that's a pretty good horror movie now I think about it. The main villains are two brothers that Titus Andronicus kills and then bakes into a pie and then feeds to their mother.
Thus, you shouldn't eat pumpkin
who's
pie.
Evil.
Yeah.
But the pie sits on the windowsill.
Yeah.
Like, I was fine with the killing of them and, like, the way they were sort of prepared.
Sure.
But the pie sitting there was a very fleshy-looking pie.
Oh.
That was when I was like, oh, yeah, no, I can't deal with it. I could deal with all the violence and graphic.
Slice off as many heads and limbs as you want, you know.
But the fleshy-looking pie almost. I was like, oh, yeah, this dinner's not fitting.
I've got a couple other favorites.
Okay.
Some are older, like The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
I figured that would be on your list.
Gotta be, right? If you love cinema, it's gotta be. The early Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Like that stuff.
A lot of lists that's like those were like number one and two.
Those are really creepy films. Like if you want to watch films that are really, really horrific in terms of being creepy and making you uncomfortable about kind of being a human being. And then finally, Deliverance.
Yeah.
Saw it on several lists. It clearly counts as a horror film.
Yep.
And it's got to be in the top 10.
So one that you didn't mention of a more recent vintage.
Yes.
The Sixth Sense.
Never saw The Sixth Sense.
You never saw The Sixth Sense?
No.
No.
There's
like zombie ghosty things.
Are you
all
saying
the place.
That's it's bad?
No, it's good.
Okay.
I don't know if it's
Sixth Sense
be a
is good.
Movie, though.
I mean, I would say Sixth Sense and Unbreakable are like the high point of Shyamalama Ding Dong's career. And
you
then he kind of fades into a parody of himself.
Shyamalama.
Yeah. I think that might be offensive.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I'm pretty sure that you have.
Sadly, he's quoting somebody. So
he's offended enough people.
Oh, so it's okay. As long as we quote, we can say anything.
So
we can say as offensive things as we want to.
No.
As long as we're quoting.
No.
I want to be clear on the rules of podcasting.
No.
After the election.
No.
I'd stop.
So now Paranormal Activity, any of these kind of things?
No.
No.
God, those movies are terrible. Saw, no. Those are stupid.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, not even the first Paranormal Activity.
Stupid.
I haven't seen it, but it's stupid.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I join you.
Yeah, no.
Like, none of the found footage, like Blair Witch?
No, God, no.
We're going to get to the bad list in a minute, right?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, but so
because
it's
coming.
Good.
Yeah, I've got Blair. Oh, finally on the good list, could we include It?
Which one?
It's like the television series.
Oh.
You know, the Stephen King.
Yeah.
So, but not the remake.
The first one that was made.
With,
where the clown, like, was super creepy.
Yeah, well, clowns are creepy.
It was,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, as we know today.
I watched it recently.
I think we knew that before today.
It came kind of a little bit of stupid at some points.
I hope Pennywise visits you this
week. Well, that's interesting because you have a Stephen King movie on your best list.
Yes.
I have a Stephen King movie on my worst.
It better not be Cujo.
It's not Cujo.
Carrie?
No.
Because Carrie and Cujo could both be on the better list.
Yes. No, no, no.
Misery?
No. No, Misery's a great movie.
Eh.
It does start with an M, though.
I don't know. What is it?
Maximum Overdrive.
That's the best movie ever.
No, it's terrible.
It's got a soundtrack by AC/DC.
Yeah, it's fair. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The soundtrack is up. It's where all, like, the machines come alive and try to kill people.
Don't watch the movie. Just listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah. No, the movie's terrible.
The only concert I ever walked out of in my lifetime.
Really?
AC/DC.
Wow.
Oh. Yep. Went to see AC/DC in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And they were... Cause
I hope AC/DC visits you.
King's
summer.
X was opening.
I had a feeling.
So I went... So me and my buddy...
You went to see the opener.
We drove down to Cincinnati, watched King's X play... AC/DC starts playing. Now, I don't know how well you guys know AC/DC, but, like, the highlight of any AC/DC concert is when Angus Young, like, does, like, a ripping guitar solo, mm-hmm. and then he turns around and he moons the audience.
Right.
Like, and then, like, yeah, it's really exciting. So, unfortunately, I went to see this show during Gulf War I.
Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnati was pretty jingoistic.
Mm-hmm.
So there were literally guys, selling pro-war merchandise before the show.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Not your stuff? So anyway, there's 18,000 men, and I mean, like, they're all men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, 15,000 men.
You didn't take Vicky to this?
It's before I met Vicky.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. Yeah. And so he starts the guitar solo, and people are really excited. They can't wait. And he turns around. He's going to moon us. Like, there's this fever pitch, and he pulls down his pants, and he's wearing boxer shorts, upon which are printed an American flag.
Yeah.
And
that didn't go over well.
It did.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
He moons the crowd, and it starts in faint, and then it gets louder and louder. USA.
No, geez.
USA. Until, like, literally the entire audience on their feet chanting USA
mm-hmm.
because a sweaty, drug-addled Australian
mm-hmm.
is wearing our flag on his ass.
Okay.
America. Yeah.
Can we say ass on the podcast?
Well, it's too late. You
both just did.
No, but mine was an inquiry, so it's totally fine.
Oh, inquiries are okay?
You quoted a question by somebody
else.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. So we should move to the bad.
Yes,
now that we've talked about AC/DC.
I thought we already had with Maximum Overdrive. But
yeah.
I have, hands down, the worst horror movie ever.
Okay.
Please don't say Manos Hands of Fate.
No.
What is it?
It is Dead Alive by Peter Jackson.
Dead Alive.
Also called Brain Dead. Let me just give you the premise of the movie.
I've not seen it.
It's like Hitchcock in his first film.
It's a zombie movie.
Dead Alive makes sense.
Yes. So basically the premise of the movie is that monkeys on the island of Sumatra are raped by plague-carrying rats that create a deadly Sumatran rat monkey that comes back to the U.S. and starts biting people and turning them into zombies. One of whom is the main character's mother. Main character's name is Lionel and his mother.
Yes.
She's turned into a zombie, starts turning other people into zombies. It's a whole big zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
In the end, she turns into a giant zombie monster, engulfs him into her womb. He cuts himself out, killing her with the crucifix that he got from his girlfriend, and comes out in a splash of blood.
So Peter Jackson's clearly not going to have a long career in making movies.
Yeah, no, this is not.
No, I don't think
this is.
Have
I mean,
any
it is
of,
any
that
movie
guy
that is based
failure.
On that is based on the premise of you know,
cutting your
monkey
way out
rat
of
rape?
Your mother's womb.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot
of you don't even get to that part. The beginning stops you. It's like you don't get to the ending. That's
Richard.
Weird.
I will get to what part I want to get to.
Yeah, I watched the whole movie. It is terrible. We watched it for one Halloween.
Yeah, that's bad. So on my list of some of the worst, it included The Blair Witch Project, which I think is just way overrated.
Haven't seen it, but never wanted to.
It's like this great. I saw it in the theater.
So pretty much everything.
I mean,
it's a great concept.
I think that's why a lot of people love it. Is that because it was like, you know, the found footage film, like that everything else.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's a great concept, but it's nothing but concept.
It still has to be good. Right. That's my thing. Like, concept, great.
But like, that's why it's like, you
film,
know, people just kind of give it a pass because of the, you know, it was the beginning.
This segment reminded me to think back to films like in the 80s, like Waxwork.
Yeah.
Where they go to a wax museum and like the wax exhibits come alive.
Right, come alive.
It turns out there's almost too much to talk about. But I would end by saying probably the worst of the worst,
mm-hmm.
the Twilight series.
No. Wait. Well, those are horrible films. I don't know if that
no,
makes
they're
them horror
romance
films.
Films, I think.
Yeah, they're romance
no.
horror.
They have vampires and werewolves in them.
Not really. The vampires sparkle.
They're still vampires?
And the werewolves
okay, well,
he bond with unborn
this.
Children.
Were you scared of either the werewolves or the vampires?
Yes.
I'm scared, but not in that way.
No, I was scared.
You were disgusted.
I was scared a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you scared dead alive?
Why were you
alive?
Watching all of them?
I was not scared dead alive. I think you've got the winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the Sumatran monkey rat rape.
You know, we're...
Never good.
Man, that is like, the motto.
That is your,
week.
If that,
that
is your premise...
I'm confident you can't say on a podcast.
Yeah, I can, because it's based on the movie.
Oy.
Well, we'll figure that one out later.
You know what's better than Halloween movies?
Halloween TV?
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, wow. Indeed. It's like we're on the same page.
Almost.
Yes.
As it turns out, there's almost nothing good on like Halloween TV episodes.
I don't think that's true.
But I would start with Community.
Not The Great Pumpkin?
Well,
the
or
Great
The Great
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I mean, can we just...
All I want is what I've got coming to me.
I got a rock.
Sally. I love Sally in that.
I got a rock.
See, I can't stand Charlie Brown in general.
Well, really? I don't like the militarism of Snoopy.
Yeah.
He's all Red Baron, you know, and he's crawling through trench. It's Halloween, for God's sake. Do we have to celebrate war now?
Yes.
I guess we do live
it's
in America.
It's a war on Halloween.
Yeah. No, we live in America.
Yeah.
America.
No, it's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
But yeah, beyond
great.
Great Pumpkin, there's not the only one.
Linus
only...
is boss. Linus teaches us to be true to your principles.
Yes. Yes. Sincere.
Sincerity.
We have a sincere pumpkin patch.
Yeah, the most sincere.
Yes.
Sally teaches us who Americans really are.
Yes.
All I've won is what I got coming
and,
to me.
And Lucy kisses Snoopy while bobbing for apples.
Ah, classic.
My I lips touched a dog's lips. Oh, so good. I got a rock. That and Pigpen's costume.
The ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all ghosts.
Yeah, which one's Pigpen?
Yeah, exactly. He's the one with the cloud of dust. That's what my parents, that was my
nickname
as a kid.
That's perfectly good. That's a good one. But
the
beyond
other,
that, like,
beyond
there's not
that,
much.
There was the Disney Legend of Sleepy Hollow that I remember seeing.
Not
oh,
good,
the
though, right?
One?
Yeah, the animated
oh,
one.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
Pocus.
I like that one. Oh, God.
That's not a movie.
No.
Hocus
that's
Pocus?
Also terrible.
Oh, come on. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean,
that
in terms of like
a guy that likes Pocus.
The other thing I also mentioned would be Toy Story of Terror, which was a Halloween special a few years back.
Silence.
Written and directed by my friend from high school.
I've got some deeper dives.
I dove into
that's pretty deep. We're already pretty deep.
Various series.
Well, there's a couple Office Halloween episodes that are nice.
Yeah.
Community does Halloween nice.
Oh, they do fantastic. Yeah. Epidemiology. I get sick.
Epidemiology
and zombified from the taco meat.
Well, because you keep waiting for it to be a joke they're playing on somebody.
Right.
Right. Like you're watching. It's like, well, this can't really be happening.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, slowly everybody's getting.
Oh yeah.
Chawed.
Everybody's getting. Yeah.
And. Yeah,
so I do like the other one, the Seven Spooky Stories.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's horror fiction in Seven Spooky Steps. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I won't spoil it since you haven't seen it, but it's got a nice beat at the end that makes kind of a nice point. Obviously, if we're talking TV Halloween, we got to talk Simpsons. Treehouse of Horror.
You can't avoid the Treehouse of Horror, which it should be at the top of the list as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, particularly episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Sure. Yes. 4, 5, and 6.
Devil and Homer Simpson.
Just critical acclaim.
Yeah, and maybe 12 as well.
No. Those
13.
Those 3 years
nice
are the best.
Yeah, 13. You know, 13 had a nice sentiment.
No,
to it.
You know,
don't you think?
You know,
Devil
Friday,
and Homer Simpson.
Friday.
Sentimentality. Yeah.
Terror at 5.5 feet. Bart Simpson's Dracula.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Time and Punishment.
Yeah. No. Look, The Simpsons does it right, but you know who else did it right?
Buffy.
Chips.
Oh God.
Have you ever seen the Chips episode?
No, we have not. You are the only one who has seen it.
Rock, Devil Rock?
No.
It stars a rock and roll star named Moloch.
I'm on board.
Who
Let's
is?
Go.
No, no. He is. I went to watch a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed to admit.
On the YouTube, I imagine.
Yeah, he's half Gene Simmons. He's got like the
Kiss
makeup and the big,
oh, don't you mean
the
like
big
half his face
afro?
Is
no, no, no.
Gene
the whole
Simmons.
The whole face is Gene Simmons, and it's a total. Mm-hmm. Kiss performance, but he's wearing a red, like, spandex jumpsuit.
Oh, God.
With a cape. So it's like half Kiss,
so it's
half
Kiss
and half
Knievel?
Vegas Presley.
Or like half
no, you take,
Kiss and half Greatest American Hero.
No, you take the worst of Elvis Presley
okay.
and you take Gene Simmons and you mash them up together and you put them on stage in Vegas.
Oh.
And you've
and
got Moloch.
You go home.
It
okay.
is,
you ask yourself
it
why.
Is. It is so awesomely
that
70s.
Seems, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're not going to watch it when you
I'm
go
not
home
I'm not going to watch it.
You
no.
are.
No.
Rock, Devil, Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we needed the title again. Thanks.
So should we move on to the big topic?
No, I've got a couple other things real quickly. Do you know there was a Perfect Strangers?
Of course.
We talked about Perfect Strangers last week.
Did we?
Where Larry watches a horror movie marathon.
Mm-hmm.
On Halloween, and the next morning he thinks Bounty's turned into an alien.
No, oh, geez.
No,
I don't remember that one. I told you my memory of Perfect Strangers is gone.
Oh, you're such a cousin, Larry.
No, I was a Bounty.
And then it. No, you look like Bounty. You look like Bounty. You live like Cousin Larry.
I don't think
that's
true.
Can we make a T-shirt that says, looks like Bounty, lives like Cousin Larry?
No.
Because I will pay to have that thing made.
What, no. For all of 10 people to get?
You know what, Richard?
Mashup swag.
That's right. How many people are listening to the podcast?
You know? At least 100.
We average like 20 a week. So.
That's right. So come
that's
on.
A 50% that's viewership. You know?
Looks like Bounty, lives like Larry.
I don't like that.
Cousin Larry. You've got a little cousin.
No.
You've got just a little Cousin Larry in you.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be look like it in the face and then, you know, lives like in the face.
I thought we had a pact that we'd turn against Richard.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know who Richard is on the show. Oh, he's Twinkacetti.
Okay. Again, you're diving way too deep into
the guy that
Stranger.
Owns the like pawn shop that Larry.
Excuse me? He's the guy that owns the pawn shop?
You don't remember?
Mr.
Twinkacetti?
No.
He later ran the beach club that the Saved by the Bell kids went to. When they did the summer episodes.
Tori's dad?
Leah Remini.
Don't talk. Nobody
yeah,
can
Leah Remini was
how
on.
You say her name.
Remini?
It's Remini.
Remini?
Yeah.
Was on the show.
I have to be Mike. You have to be Mike.
It's,
we have 15 mics in here.
It's kind of when she broke out.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe. Yeah, so we got Larry and Twinkacetti.
I'm not sure you can make fun of Richard's deep dive into Power Rangers with your very deep dive.
I almost fell asleep.
But the difference is.
Into Perfect Strangers and Saved by the Bell, like. Crossovers.
Who's complaining? Colin's actually yawning, so you can tell we're on.
Colin's
we better get to the last topic here because I think we're rapidly running out of time.
But you know that Murder She Wrote did a bunch of Halloween.
Oh
episodes.
My God!
Don't care.
But don't he
we
loves
don't
Murder She Wrote? Richard. No, you got nothing because I know you love Murder She Wrote.
No, I don't.
No,
I just teach it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to what you want to talk about.
Yes.
The big debate.
Yes.
Best Halloween treats.
There is no debate.
I totally agree.
God, if you say
the
candy
best,
corn.
Can we just start by saying, like it's got to be a candy. It can't be, like, apples or fruits
correct.
Or anything.
Well, those would be on the worst.
Well, unless you do, like, candy apples, but I don't think that's an option.
Yeah. Well, those kinds of things
be.
Would be on the worst.
Okay.
Apples, fruits, right. Pennies.
So you want to start with the worst or the best?
Let's do the best.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, Richard's running the
Richard's
show.
Running, because, yeah, well,
see,
geez.
Richard, when I'm looking at Patrick and asking the question,
you just feel free to answer.
Asking
well,
it to Patrick.
Never look at me.
Best is best is either Three Musketeers.
What's
or
the message
Reese's
there?
Cups.
Okay, there's a guy at the dorm I'm eating at dinner with, and he also picks Three Musketeers, and
so
that's
good.
Ridiculous.
I love those.
Three Musketeers are good, but like
they're
Snickers are better.
No, I don't like Snickers.
You can get,
too
so
nutty.
Three Musketeers are what?
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Peanut Butter Cups. Those are both good, but there's way better out there.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Don't
clearly
like
the best candy.
No.
Get those little, you know, single serving size nerd.
Oh,
yeah, nerds.
So like the shot size kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
Those are kind of cool, especially when you get like a bunch of them.
You get enough of those, and then you mix them with ice cream, and you replicate the Dairy Queen Nerd Blizzard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So good.
I am shocked to hear you say that.
Nerds.
Because
also, Smarties and Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. See, you're from Ohio.
Yes.
And I found a list of the favorite candies by state.
Yes. What is Ohio?
Ohio is Milky Way.
No, they're making that up just to make fun of Ohio.
No, but you will. I think you will enjoy this.
What's Oregon?
Oregon?
Yeah.
Is, of all things,
yes.
Candy corn.
You're the only state that would eat it.
No,
can I say at the top of my bad list?
I know it is. Yeah. You
candy
hate
corn.
Candy
corn. Candy corn is like eating earwax.
I love candy corn.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Candy corn's like the kind of thing.
Can you guess what the Pennsylvania one is?
This
should be pretty easy.
Circus peanuts?
No.
Oh, I love circus peanuts.
No, it is something else
like
you
circus
love.
Peanuts.
Or I think you love.
What?
Swedish fish.
Oh, I do love Swedish
that's,
fish.
That's the best
Swedish fish are really, really good.
Yeah. Oh, saying, candy corn's like the filler.
But yeah, candy corn is South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Wyoming, Oregon. Like, there's a lot of states. I was surprised.
Mostly places you don't want to live.
Yeah.
And Oregon.
I was going to say. Places you don't want to live and Oregon. So, but you don't like Nerds?
Not a big fan.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was never a big Nerds fan.
Smarties?
They're all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Bottle caps.
Not a clue.
You never had bottle caps?
Yeah.
Bottle caps okay.
Three Musketeers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I like the Sweet Tots over the
bottle. And Butterfinger would probably be my third.
Yeah. That sounds like a list my grandmother would have made. No. Like that is like that is old person candy.
That is no, that'd be like candy. Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
Or like a butterscotch.
Yeah. And then some Tums.
You got a butterscotch? Here, let me unwrap that for you.
Some flavored Tums.
Yeah. Flavored Tums.
Flavored Tums. Yeah. We're getting crazy.
Some Rolaids, little boy. You'll thank me later.
My favorite candy is Pepto-Bismol.
Here's some Pepcid AC. You may not use it now.
But seriously, like your list is a really old guy list.
No.
I think so.
Tears is hip and with it.
No, the hip and with it are like the salad.
So you have to say hip and with it?
Did you just drop a word?
I did. Word. Butterfinger was promoted by Bart Simpson. That's totally hip and with it.
Yes, 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, 20 years ago.
Shut up, Richard.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Shut up, Richard. Making Butterfinger commercials.
Yeah. So
now we just peanut butter cups. I'll agree with.
You know what the worst is? Any candy bar with coconut in it.
Yes,
exactly. Like,
Almond Joy and Mounds. Oh
yeah, like it's not even like eating candy.
No,
it's so so disappointing.
Yeah.
When you
no,
get
anything.
That.
I 100% agree. Anything
so we at least agree on that.
Yes, we do.
Coconut
you like
in
old man candy?
I don't agree on that.
I like the better candy, but we agree that anything with almond.
No,
and candy corn.
Anything with coconut. Yeah.
I like candy corn.
Candy corn is
anything
awful.
With coconut is what we agree on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Candy
so
corn is like
at least
the thing you'd eat.
That.
Like, oh, there's no candy left.
Right.
I guess I have some candy corn.
Exactly. Like it would be at the bottom of your little pumpkin.
Yeah.
That you'd
collect
it in.
It's like you'd have a bunch of candy, and then you fill the gaps in with like candy corn.
I'm American, so I guess I'll eat the candy corn.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you could just throw it out, but you would.
I'm Oregonian, so I guess I'll eat the candy corn.
Yeah.
No. Or Texan or whatever the other state.
So Milky Way. Now, the Milky Way.
I don't like Milky Way.
But nope. There's
too much nougat.
There's a hierarchy. Yeah. There's the Three Musketeers. Above it, the Milky Way.
No.
Above it, the Snickers.
No.
Yeah,
you got
that's the way to go.
You see, again, I don't like the...
You put Snickers at the bottom?
No, Milky Way would be at the bottom of those three.
Okay, Snickers at the top. So if you reverse it, it would be at the bottom.
No, Snickers would be in the middle for me.
Three Musketeers is at the top. Of those three, I would go Three Musketeers, Snickers, Milky Way.
What about the Kit Kat bar?
I like Kit Kat bars.
Yeah. Ooh, actually.
How about the 100 grand bar?
Never been. I don't know if I've
really
ever had a
100 underrated.
Grand bar.
Like,
I don't think it's that great though.
Chewy
like
caramel?
It could be. Like, it's not bad, but like.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, my advice: get nerds.
My advice:
hand them out.
Three Musketeers, and don't let people into your house.
Well, here's the thing: you're buying the Three Musketeers so you can keep them.
That's true.
And eat them for the next 6 months
That's
at faculty
correct.
Meetings.
That's
I
right.
know how this routine.
My advice:
or
try
lunch.
To get egged.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So we're about out of time,
yes.
unfortunately.
So we'll wish everyone a happy Halloween next week.
That's right. Hopefully as you get moving to the celebration, you'll keep in mind the advice we've provided.
Yes.
On
if we have given any.
The best and worst supernatural heroes.
Best horror and worst horror films.
Where to look on television.
And the best Halloween candy treats and worst Halloween candy treats.
What more could you want?
Some Three Musketeers.
Until next week.